I'm Marianne Williamson.
Jack Canfield.
Subhan Kusumay.
I'm Doreen Virtue.
My name is Dominican Reeves.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Mays.
This is James Van Prague, and you're listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.
Keep doing what you're doing, Greg, balancing the negative radio broadcast with positive energy.
Sister Will.
Yeah, baby. Welcome. You are listening to the KX Takeover. We only do this once a year, and every year it helps us provide all kinds of music, all kinds of talk. This is the only radio station that I know of in the entire country that lets every DJ, every host play their passion. So you're going to get talk, you're going to get rock, you're going to get blues, you're going to get techno, you're going to get funk. Everything that you can think of, you can find at KXFM. My show is Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And I know this is going to shock you. My name is Greg Friedman. We have a program on Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. where we do a deep dive with some of the greatest minds and souls and hearts alive today in America. I have a really, really special guest for you today. A gentleman is here. Saxon, where are you from?
Laguna Beach and Dana Point.
Laguna Beach and Dana Point? So you have two homes?
Yeah, because my mom and dad are divorced.
Got it. I live in one of those places, and I work in another one of those places, so I understand that whole commute. It's a tough commute, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It
takes you a long time. What, 10 whole minutes, 15 minutes?
Not really.
Not really. Where do you go to school?
Top of the World Elementary School.
Oh, really? How old are you? What grade are you in?
Eight, and I'm in second grade.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
You do? I didn't. I'll tell you the truth. I didn't. They practically had to drag me to school in those days. What's your favorite subject?
Nothing really.
Nothing really? That was my specialty, too. So, Saxon, what you doing here? Why are you here today?
I'm going to show you a song.
You're going to play
Jake.
You're going to what?
Play a song with Jake.
You're going to play a song with Jake. Could it be that we're going to spin something by a band that you like?
Yeah.
What's that band called?
Young Pinch.
And what's the song?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And why are you here? What's going on today?
KXFM, 9 years serving this community. News, information, interviews with newsmakers and city shakers.
Call in, donate. 949-715-5936. And we're here with Saxon. Saxon, set up the song for us one more time, will you?
It's by Young Pinch, and it's perfect.
It is perfect.
I'd say perfect, yeah, I'd say perfect. Yeah, nails done, hair did, all red lipstick. Don't you look nice, I'd say perfect. Oh God, this is it, yeah, here she comes, she's so perfect. Don't you tell me you ain't come along, cause I know you dead. Ain't no way you leaving on your own, cause you never do. I would keep you here all to myself if it was up to me. Baby girl, I was your tour guide. Words could barely tell you how it feels to be by your side. Ooh. The truth, that's just the truth. Tell you how I've been, something you could never do. Yeah, she was shocked by the high life. Lost your grip when I was struck by the limelight. Told you we could be together when the time's right. But you can never see forever in your hindsight. Stuck in your hindsight.
You could paint a perfect picture of the way your life's supposed to be. But I think it'd be better if spent your time more close to me, yeah.
I just wanted someone I could call mine, but I guess we would never make it past the fall time. Yeah. Nails done, hair did, all red lipstick. Don't you look nice? I'd say perfect, yeah. I'd say perfect, yeah. Look, nails done, hair did, all red lipstick. Don't you look nice? I'd say perfect. Oh God, this is it.
Say it's all mine. Then I wanted diamonds in my chin. Make sure they all shine. Ooh.
They do, oh yeah, they do. Whoever said
I'm Gucci down, vacation out of town. Brand new Mercedes, yeah, I like the way it sound. Wait, don't check the price, I buy what I like, yeah. You can't be my wife, but I might spoil you tonight. Nails done, hair did, all red lipstick. Don't you look nice, I'd say, but fine.
Welcome back. You are listening to KX Takeover. I'm Greg Friedman of Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. Y'all know this is an incredibly unique, incredibly special radio station, and you will not find the likes of this almost anywhere on earth. It's our time to show up and show out. And make sure y'all donate, because we need y'all money in order to drive our machine. The number here is 949-715-5936, and I expect those phones to be lighting up. We'll be right back.
Who's this Jimi Hendrix? Who are you talking about? Jimmy something? Jimmy Witherspoon?
Yeah. Nobody knew who he was.
Who's this Jimmy?
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimmy Hendrix.
just kept on going.
Welcome back. You are listening to the KX Takeover. What does that mean? It means once a year, we all ask y'all to chip in and do that voodoo that you do so well. In other words, give us your money, honey. It's we are a community-supported radio station. That means we thrive, we survive, we do what we do because of you. And we need your help. And now is the time. I am Greg Friedman, and I have a show Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. called Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, where we do a deep dive in with people from all over the world, the greatest thought leaders, philosophers, teachers. And we don't tell you what to do. We don't tell you how to do it. What we do is simple. Introduce you to pathways and possibilities. What you do with that, forget about it. It's up to you. We are sitting in today to raise money, and Randy Lavick has been kind enough to join us. Randy has a show on Friday evenings called The Drop, and she is probably the number one DJ in Korea.
I wouldn't go that far, Greg, but thank you. That's very kind.
All right. Explain to our listeners what we're talking about when I say that.
Hi. Well, I've been a volunteer here at the station for over five years, and it's been the joy of my life, musical joy, radio joy. Community-supported radio gives freedom, which nobody has in FM today. Greg,
it's right? Crazy because what most people don't know is if you're listening to even the biggest radio stations in the country, KLOS, any of these others, they have about a max of 50 songs in a rotation. Mm. And they will play those songs over and over. And DJs have no choice in what they play.
They use AI now, literally. I was looking at jobs a few years ago, and they were looking for programmers to pick music for radio stations. Well, here, Greg is looking at a piece of paper right now that I scribbled my notes on for this show. I've done my show here on notebook paper with a Sharpie for 5 years. Sharpie, send money.
Sharpie, send money.
I love you, Sharpies.
All right. So, Randy, what's your show about?
My show started out playing EDM. I have a teenage son who went off to college and ditched me. And then I said, well, I'll just start playing what I love. Our beautiful music director at the time, Miss Alyssa, said, Randy, play what you like and maybe other people will like it too. And boom, I just started to play the kitchen sink. I love music from TCM. Greg knows I'm a TCM fan from mm-hmm. the 20s and 30s all the way through the 90s. Then I started to slip in some music from South Korea because I have a daughter and she's a fan of a lot of different groups. I tried a bunch of groups and BTS was the one that stuck. I've been in the army for years. I snuck them onto a punk alternative show on Sundays with Jimmy Alvarez years ago. And we were joking that we were trying to make him famous in South Korea. He was the first guy to be famous from this station in South Korea. And then I tested it, started live tweeting, and the army found me. Then, a couple months in, a famous artist called E. Ian from South Korea, who's very established and he's no kid, retweeted me and said something nice about one of my videos after I played one of his collaborations with BTS. And that put our show on the map. We live tweet every Friday. It's my joy. I'm an army. I wanted to hear them on the radio because these big conglomerates will bring them over, put them on the award shows, put them on late night shows, mm-hmm. but they won't play them on, dare I say it, iHeart. I took a risk. I played one song, tried another one, and now the show's half BTS and half the greats, but it works.
All right. So if you guys want to call in and talk to us on air, it's 949-715-5936. If you just want to call in and donate, the number here is 949-715-4859. Randy, we have a BTS song queued up right now called Bongo Cat.
What? I don't think that's mine.
I didn't say it was yours.
Oh, okay. I'm just as surprised as you guys are. I don't know what this is.
All right. You know what? And in all honesty, I don't know what BTS is either.
I hope it's clean. I hope it's clean.
That is good. We'll be back with more KX Takeover, Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and The Drop right after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Neil Donald Walsh, and I'm happy to tell you that you're listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. Stick around. Your life could change anyway.
Find me and I'm gonna live it up. Catch a ride.
Welcome back. You are listening to KX Takeover, and I am Greg Friedman from Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. KX Takeover is something we do once a year. We don't bug you all year round. We don't ask for anything, but this is a phenomenal radio station. It is absolutely unique in that every DJ, every host gets to play their love, their music, their passion. And speaking of DJs that get to play their music, their love, their passion, that was a song that you would play on your program, The Drop, Friday evenings, correct?
Every Friday at 9-ish to 11-ish, but we always go late.
9-ish to 11-ish?
Well, I'm the last show of the week. So if anyone's show runs late, my show starts late, and then usually my show runs late because, as everyone here knows, I am not technical. And the clock and numbers are not my friend, but that's okay. I'm a good yakker, so that makes up for it.
All right, so who was BTS and what was that song?
That song was called On.
Okay.
That song came out recently, and the video is insane. The dancing is insane. They have a full marching band. There's acrobats in the back. You know, it's just amazing. Performance art, you know. That's a very popular song around the world.
And so you have a special relationship with the guys in BTS, right?
Well, I wish. I wish I did. I'm a fan. I've been in their fans are called the ARMY. We call ourselves the ARMY. And my daughter has known about these guys for many years, since middle school, and now she's a high school senior. And I used to watch and listen and go, I like what I see here. I like what I see. Then I saw one concert with her. Then I saw another concert. And by then, I was completely ARMY. I was making Jimmy Alvarez play BTS on his punk alternative show on Sundays. Jimmy let me do a BTS report just because I the world had to know about these guys. And then I finally stopped doing the BTS report when BTS got their own Mattel Barbie dolls. I thought, well, they don't need me anymore. They're going to be just fine. And they've been on SNL since then. They've had a lot of accomplishments. They spoke at the UN. They're good guys. The message is good, Greg.
Friday evenings from 9-ish till 11-ish?
Yeah, I play other things too. I was originally, you know this, a Beatles girl, a Monkees girl. We interviewed Mickey Dolenz together. Greg saw me freak out. He had to tell me to breathe.
Into a total fangirl when we had him on
Mickey,
air.
I was like, Mickey is the greatest man on earth, and let me tell you why. And I read a laundry list of his accomplishments, remember? The guy, I can't believe he didn't hang up just from that. I must have embarrassed him, you know?
He was a sweetheart. He was really, really
He said, how could you know this? You were born in 67. I said, well, I read every book, and I, you know, watched every episode. That's how I know. That was such a joy, too. This place is musical radio joy. That's the point here.
Once again, this is KX Takeover, and we need your donations. Call in at 949-715-4859. 949-715-4859. And we'll be back right after this.
Greg Braden, and you're listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.
No, you're not. You're listening to KX Takeover. Once a year, we have the audacity to get out there and say, y'all like what we're doing? Then support us, if you would, please. And we'll appreciate it immensely. What it means is community-supported radio. Exactly that. You, our community, support us so that we could give back to you. I mean, and you know what? Not just saying this because I work here. This radio station is phenomenal. Almost every other radio station is going to put you into a rotation of 50 songs or less. Same 50 songs over and over and over again. And this radio station, if you like funk, we got a DJ for you. If you like talk, we got a couple of weirdos like me and like Eric on Awakening Code that'll talk to you about all the woo-woo stuff
good
your
weirdos,
heart
Greg.
Could ever desire. If you like techno, if you like BTS, we have the Korea Queen here.
Yeah.
Randy Lavick has a show on Friday evenings called The Drop.
That's right. And my show slaps, Greg.
And I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal station. Our goal is $60,000, and we cannot get there without you. You think it's a huge, huge number, but it doesn't matter. If you like us, pledge a quarter, pledge a buck, pledge 10 bucks. We just had a listener from New Zealand pledge $50
to us. Well, that's gorgeous. It's thank you, New Zealand.
All over the place. And you know what's weird is aside from the United States, my second biggest audiences are India and Australia. New Zealand's their neighbor. They like to make sure everybody knows they're very, very different. But it's all over the world. We appeal to so many. I mean, you have a
this
lot of
people. This station has worldwide impact, absolutely. We have a platform here. And on my show, I heard from a girl in Egypt, a high school girl. Hello, you know who you are. She wants to go to college in the UK, and she's very bright. She wrote to me, asked if I could play some songs for Kim Namjoon's birthday. He's a leader of BTS. I said, sure, send me a list. Then she sent me some beautiful artwork, and it turned out that she was from a consortium of 65 nations of fan bases for this artist, and 65 countries were listening in. We broke KX that week.
You broke KX?
We broke the station, sorry. We broke the station for John Jungkook's birthday as well. So that's what we do on our show. Our army is vast.
How does one break a station?
Well, we live tweet, and so it's a community. I found my people. I found my tribe. They found me. They're grateful that I'm playing it. I'm happier than anyone to hear this stuff on the radio because I saw my tribe, my army on Twitter for years sending song requests to DJs that have no song picks, and I did something about it. I used my platform. That's what Tommy Benza came up to me one day. He said, Randy, you know what? You reminded me of something with the success of your show. I'm just going to brag for a second. He said, you reminded
good,
me
you go, girl.
That I have a platform. I have a platform. So we're grateful for that platform. We want to use it for good here, and we do.
Well, and a little evil because you got to, you know.
Sometimes we laugh. Sometimes we cry. I was here on the Sunday crew with a bunch of dudes and me, and I had to hold my own. Right? And I mouthed off to some rock stars. Greg knows, very famously.
Oh, yeah.
Snuck backstage with the wrong wristband a couple of times, and it's been a ride.
All right.
What's good, Tom Petty in heaven? I saw you, buddy.
Now, you have an hour coming up of KX Takeover as well.
I'm so psyched. So our beautiful, wonderful general manager who gives us freedom to play what we want here, which nobody gets, Greg. Nobody outside of Asia plays what I play. Nobody.
Forget about it.
That's right. Listen to this man. He's from the East Coast. He does not lie. So we have radio freedom here. We can play what we want. That's a miracle. So in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Alyssa and Erica about the opportunity that they have given me, what I've done with it, and the impact. And I want to hear what they think about BTS, too.
And we got your takeover right here. That means that you donate. Support us, because I guarantee we listen and we do our best to support you right back.
I play requests every week. Yeah, it's my honor, truly, and my joy.
And you are here for KX Takeover. I'm Greg Friedman of Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m., and we'll be back right after this.
My name is Greg Friedman. I am a modern version of those that have existed in every culture. I am a guide. For years, I have taken people all over the world to work with indigenous elders in exotic locations, only to show you that you are the magic, and we just help you realize it. It can be terrifying to look at our fears, and sometimes, even more so, to look at our strengths. I take you out into the wild, into the unknown, for an inner journey.
Welcome back. You are listening to the KX Takeover on KXFM 104.7. Y'all know the gig. It's easy, easy, easy. Call in at 949-715-4859 and donate. We need y'all money because we want to give you the honey. It's just that simple.
Greg will just say it flat out. We need your money.
We need y'all money because we want to give you the honey. It really is true. It's like y'all like the music we play. We love what we get to do for y'all.
It's a good dream.
You got to hook us up. I'm here with Randy Levick. Randy Levick has a show on Friday evenings.
Randy Levick is laughing at Greg because Greg is very funny and insightful. I've known Greg a long time, and I'm just going to brag about him for 1 second. I helped Greg on his show for some Sundays. I met some very helping professionals, some very great helping professionals. And it was very great and interesting.
I always say that I love doing this show. It's a privilege because, first of all, I'm like a kid in a candy shop. I have some of the greatest minds, hearts, souls alive today on my program.
Tell everybody, just drop some names.
Drop
Greg.
Some names.
Yeah, go for it.
Greg Braden, Marianne Williamson, Don Miguel Ruiz, Carolyn Meese. It goes, if they've been on Oprah, if they've been with the, if you've read a progressive, growth-oriented book, they've been on my program.
Yeah,
Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. The list goes on and on and on. Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God, and so
Marianne
many others.
Marianne Williamson, right?
Yeah, Marianne Williamson. So
John
so
Gray.
Many. John Gray, James Redfield, over and over and over again.
How many years have you been here?
Oh, my God. I've aged here a lot for a multitude of reasons. Mostly just because I've been here forever.
Since the beginning, right? Like literally.
Almost a couple months in from the beginning.
Wow.
Our show is on Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. KXFM 104.7. But we stay on because of y'all. Call in. Donate. 949-715-4859. Randy, tell us a little bit about your, because we just got a whole bunch of tweets from the BTS crowd. Tell us about what's up with that.
Well, now the Northwest Army knows that Greg has better hair than me already. And there's a new remix tonight. Coldplay just did a collaboration with BTS.
Okay.
Which is brilliant, called My Universe. And there's a brand new, I hope I'm saying his name right, David Guetta, the DJ, the very famous DJ. He throws those big, massive, massive concerts. He just remixed My Universe, and it's going to premiere tonight in primetime. So now that's the big buzz on the Twitter right now. Like, this is what I do.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to give a shout out to all the BTS fans on the Twitter feed. And y'all kick. We need your money, too. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Like I said, if it's a buck, it means something.
We really do have an international following on this station. Because on Twitter, you guys, if you don't know this, if you're not a Twitterer, some of you.
You're not a twit?
If you see a tweet in another language, you can hit a translate button so you can communicate with the world. And I find that to be a miracle. That is why I enjoy live tweeting my show personally. That's where I found my people.
And your show is from when to when?
My show is called The Drop. It's on Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11-ish, sometimes later. And we play a lot of requests from the BTS Army. And we're the first show outside of Asia to play BTS deep tracks, solos, collaborations. It's my good dream personally as a DJ and as a fan. What's up, BTS Cali? I'm looking at my Twitter right now. The South is listening. These are fan bases, Greg. These are groups of fans that have all bonded on Twitter. Mm. In the old days, I used to haul my cookies to the Bonaventure and go to the Beatle Fest and sit around and do sing-alongs with the guitar, right? And that's how you had to go find fans or have literal pen pals. I had monkeys pen pals. We used to send Mickey's baby pictures back and forth. Well, now this generation has the power of social media to congregate, communicate, plan events. It's a miracle. It's a good dream.
And who's coming up after my hour on Takeover that's almost over?
Who's that? Me?
Yeah, you.
Me, plus Alyssa and Erica, the two ladies that run this place that give me the freedom to play my musical good dream, BTS and the greats.
Gotta love it. You are listening to KX Takeover. That means call in and donate. 949-715-4859. 949-715-4859. And I'm Greg Friedman from Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on Sunday evenings from 7 to 9. And I am joined right now by Randy Lavick. Randy has a show on Friday evenings from 9 to 11.
I don't help anyone, yeah. But Greg is a helper, and he's helped me a great deal personally. And from listening to his show, I think he's definitely worth a listen, everyone.
And we're going to see what Randy brings in the next hour.
Oh, boy. Get ready, you guys.
Thank you all for your time, and we'll catch you on Sunday.
Thanks, everyone.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying.